Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Captain Frank Lopresti and Kathy from the Royal Polaris Shogun, Polaris Supreme, Fisherman's Landing. C4 Sport Fishing, Horn Loma Sport Fishing.
Stop.
Well, I mean, you're the man.
No
right?
doubt, buddy.
I mean,
no
know,
doubt.
People understand that. So it's just an honor and a great time to have Frank and Kathy in the studio. And it's an honor to have you all out there, too, joining us here on this Memorial Day weekend. And I hope you have a great one and a very safe one.
No doubt, man. This is a great day, a great weekend, and a great show. And we want to continue with you. Man, give us a call this morning if you want to join us here on Let's Talk Hookup. It's already been a very busy morning, but we got another full hour of your phone calls and texts. That's 213-432-1090 if you want to get in. Again, 213-432-1090. That's the number if you want to reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup, or text the show. Man, those texts have been pouring in today. We've got some great ones. Cool. But again, another full hour, so we got plenty of time for you, man. Shoot us a text. That text, again, it's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app, which is a free download. It's a great way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. If you aren't able to catch a show that you really want to hear, you got plans tomorrow and you can't hear Captain Pete Grosbeck, but you want to listen, you're going to be able to just hop in your car on the way home, fire off the Let's Talk Hookup app, and you can get yourself through traffic, which is what I like to do. You know, it's awesome. That Let's Talk Hookup
app. Oh, it's amazing.
It's a great tool.
Yeah, like when I'm traveling and you and Corey are doing the show, I download it, and then when I get on the plane coming home,
there you go.
I hear it.
That's it, man. So, we're having a great time this morning. If you do send us a text, make sure you include your contact info because we want to be able to get you your prize. And, man, speaking of prize, we're giving away a great one today, and that is a full-day trip on board the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. You're going to get to go fishing with Captain Taro, Captain Neville. Have a great time with the crew there. Get in on that excellent full-day action that those guys have been having. They've been having some nice bluefin scores, yellowtail on kelch.
Chilling the
really,
yellows.
Really
yeah.
cool. Yeah, we're stoked, and somebody's going to get to go fishing.
Yeah, I think the day I was out on Wednesday, they had 65 yellows on the Liberty that
nice.
Day.
Nice.
So, yeah, they got them.
That's it, man.
Yeah.
Well, as you can hear, we got a great show going on, and as promised, it's time to find out what's biting. It is time for our catch report. Today, a catch report, man, get the lowest gas prices possible for your car, your truck, and most importantly for your trailer boat. Only at Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. You can get California fishing licenses 24 hours a day. They have discount bait certificates from every hand bait brothers. They have beer, soda, snacks, and you get 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum of a 35-gallon purchase.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Summit Gasoline. Go say hi to the manager, Martha, and their friendly staff, and so much more than the lowest prices and easy. It's, you know, the best one, it's the easy in and out pull with your boat trailer. Huge lanes, real easy to get in and out of.
Frank,
you know, there's something I want to say about that place. I ran into a guy there that I punched twice.
Yeah.
And you know, Putin. It was the greatest pleasure
Isn't
in the
great?
World.
You
know?
You can go punch Putin.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it's just wonderful.
It is.
And it costs you a dollar.
Yeah. And it's a donation for
and
Ukraine.
And it's a full life-size thing, you know, and you get to punch him in the mouth or wherever you want.
Yeah.
And all the money goes to the Ukrainian people.
And
so
they have these great
stop
stickers,
by
too.
And give him a good one.
And you can get a supports Ukraine sticker for you if you want to put it on.
Oh, I missed the sticker.
Yeah.
I paid $2.
Yeah, you'll have to ask Martha for the sticker next time you go in, for sure. All right.
But hey, we're going to continue on. Find out what's fighting out there with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Frank, Kathy. Great show this morning.
Oh,
good
morning.
So here we are, Memorial Day weekend, the unofficial start to summer. And I got an action-packed report here for you. So much to cover. We had a great week of weather offshore. It was nice that the wind machine finally broke down for a little bit. Had some flat, calm weather for days there, but unfortunately they got it fixed and it's cranking up again, but mostly on the outside.
So.
But, oh well. And also in the weather, and pointing to the fact that summer's coming, as we've got our first tropical storm of the season, Agatha, just formed. And it's supposed to be a hurricane by tomorrow, but you know, it's way down the coast and it's turned inland, so it's nothing for us, but it's the shape of things to come, guys. And so that's some fishing here along the coast. Now, Santa Monica Bay was very slow to get started this year, struggling for sure. And that's changing. A little bit of squid showed up, which is really good news. And I'm not saying it, but you guys know what follows that squid. So let's just say it's getting interesting. And along the Long Beach Newport coast there, that water is warmer and cleaner than it's been in quite some time. And the calico bass are loving it, especially if you guys got some anchovies, man. The bass are biting. It's been really good fishing here the past few days. Out at the islands there, the outer islands, good weather at both Nick and Santa Barbara Island. I flat calm, did a grease there for a couple days. Saw some signal on yellows and sea bass and some great big halibut at both of those islands. At Catalina, now this weekend at Catalina, it's just a tough time to fish there. The boat pressure is just hideous is the only way to say it. Between the boats and the seals, it's you know, been tough. But more squid on the backside. I've got it all up and down the back. And more sea bass and yellows. And, guys, a high percentage of that sea bass at Catalina is big ones, like 40-plus. And way more than that. Yeah, just big ones. Fish your head gear. Make sure it's in perfect condition. There's some opportunity for some real trophies there. San Clemente Island, Clemente biting. Lots of big yellows there, along with a healthy sprinkle of halibut and sea bass there. Also, backside is biting east-west in the middle and in the cove there. It's all been pretty good fishing. And, again, that's just that stellar weather for a few days. And then offshore, you know, that bluefin biting, you guys know all about that. But I got to tell you a quick fish story here. This was a classic. This is about the crooked hooker and her main man, Manny. So we built – it's a true story. We built Manny a beautiful bait tank for his boat, and they're from up north, like, I forget what he said, Santa Rosa or somewhere northern California, way the hell up there. Anyway, to pick up at the bait tank, he decides to pull the boat, along with his crew, down from up north, down to San Diego. They launched Wednesday night, ran out to, all he said was kind of the East Butterfly area. No boats, no sign, no signal, no nothing but flat calm. And so they laid down to get a few hours sleep. They put a couple of squid down at between 300 and 400 feet, went to sleep. The best alarm in the world is a clicker going off, which was right at the crack of dawn. So they got bit on their squids and got about 150-pound bluefin out there for their efforts. Yeah, nice wake-up call. So they trolled around all day, saw nothing, no sign, no signal, no nothing, no boats, just twilight zone. And just before they were getting ready to come in, they had a little breezer come up next to them. They got a kite out with a flyer, skipped a flyer through it, and got another 150-pounder.
Wow.
And then great for them.
Nice and headed.
And what day was that, Mark?
That was Thursday, and they had the fish still packed in ice when they came by the shop yesterday to pick up the tank and head back to Northern California, Never Never Land up there, and he wouldn't give me a piece.
Oh, dirty dog!
How cool!
But, that's a great story. They're out there, and I guess that you know that fish out west kind of is now kind of all the boats are kind of shifted back down to the south end there. So, but there's fish around. There's plenty of bluefin around, right, Frank?
There's fish on that butterfly, but they have not been cooperating. It's a good grade of fish, but it eventually will.
Oh yeah, they're around. That's the most important thing, right?
That's right.
Yeah. And, of course, fishdope.com. Danny's had it all the information, all the numbers, all the stuff that you need. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're in Hankin Beach. We're on the corner of both at Chica and Edinger by the big Chevron station. And the phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262, and the website is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, guys, there is so much fishing around in decent conditions, and it's certainly time to go fishing.
All right. Well, we certainly like to hear that, Mark. Glad to hear it. Glad to hear there's such good fishing to be had, and we will look forward to another great report next week.
You got it, guys.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Thanks a lot, Mark. While we're waiting to get our man Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing.
The guy on the radio.
Yeah, you know that guy?
Yeah.
We had a great text come through. This is from our buddy Jeff from Sushi on a Roll. And before I read his text, because it was a really good one, I want to say congratulations. He was the winner of the big iHeart Poke Festival at the Valley High.
No kidding.
Which is really cool. Really? Dal and I went this year. It was awesome. Never done it before. They had like 20 different restaurant vendors that all, specialize in that kind of stuff, all making their different variations of poke, and everybody, went through and had samples. It was such a fun night, and Jeff took home the gold prize, which was a serious feat because there was
some serious competition.
Yeah, it was a really, really fun night at the Valley High.
Doesn't surprise me he took it.
Right? Yeah.
He's the master.
For sure,
yeah.
No doubt. So his text question was, great to hear you all this morning. And Frank, how did Fisherman's Landing start? And then also I have a question, what are your top three favorite trips of the year that you get to run?
Well, let's see, top three favorite trips. First of all, I'm not running the boat very much anymore. I am running it maybe 50 to 60 days a year, and that's about it.
That's not much very long.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly.
60 days, very little. That's like nothing.
You used to have 60 days off.
You're right.
60 days off.
Yeah. I'm actually
300 days on
I'm
the water,
actually,
right?
I'm actually have a certain person I'm trying to follow in that respect, and that's Randy Toussaint. I'm trying to get like, yeah.
Well, but Randy only runs about like 20 days a year, right?
Something like that. Oh, am I going to hear about this one?
Yeah.
Let's see. What are my favorite three trips to run? My favorite three trips to run. First of all, I was thinking when you guys were talking about San Clemente Island. God, I had so much fun fishing that island as a younger guy. I love running a boat over there. But I love to fish calico bass. But I would say, Guadalupe is for sure one of my favorite places to fish. I love fishing Alejos. It's just hard to say what my favorite trips are. That freelance special was special because of the people, and we had some guys doing barbecues, and it was just phenomenal.
What was that? A freelance special? Explain that trip.
It's just a hair up my thing there that we put together this 22-day trip that we don't know where we're gonna go. But we're going to go fishing, and we're going to have fun.
And you got all the time to go wherever you want.
We got all the time, and we went covered southern areas that we hadn't fished before and caught all kinds of stuff. We had probably the most phenomenal popper bite I've ever seen. I mean, we had everybody throwing poppers.
Wow.
And the explosions, I mean, you didn't even need to be watching. You'd hear them, you turn around, what was that? And it was pretty amazing.
So cool.
And it wasn't, we didn't have 200, 250, 300-pound fish. It was all like 70 to 120. We had some 150, 160, but that was a fun trip to run. But, I would say, to me, I love to fish quality. That's all it amounts to. I'd much rather fish quality than quantity.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Cool. And then what was his last question?
How Fisherman's Landing got started.
Now, I forget the guys' names that were there at Fisherman's Landing. There was, it was only Point Loma and H&M, and they were like, you walk down this little breezeway, and Point Loma was on one side, and H&M was on the other side. And I forget the guys' names who started Fisherman's Landing, and I remember a couple of the boats that were there, and then Bill and Bruce got involved in it, and that's when Fisherman's Landing really started, is when Bill and Bruce made it.
Elevated.
Yeah,
Bill Poole and Bruce Parks.
Once those two guys moved their boats over to that landing, that just made it all happen, and I was a kid then.
Yeah.
And then from there, it just grew and grew. Okay, so I had nothing to do with the initial growth of Fisherman's Landing. Or the initial, Bill and Bruce were the ones that got it going. And then I was fortunate enough to be in the right place at the right time that Bill welcomed me in. And we've grown a lot since.
What about where this guy Marcos, who's on the radio now. Yeah. Good morning, Marcos. What about that place, C4 Sport Fishing? How that got started?
That's been a real fun place for me. I really love C4 Sport Fishing, and John Yamati does such a fabulous job.
What about Marcos? Right, Marcos?
Marcos has been there. Yeah. I don't know. How many years have you been there, Marcos?
25, so I believe. I believe 97 was my first year here. So that's when T4 started, is 1997.
1997.
And so there you go. And Marcos was there before me.
So so it was basically Johnny Amati?
No, it was Mac and who else? Well, Bill had, you know, Bill just kind of... It wasn't his favorite place. It was just something that he had going.
Yeah.
And he just considered it more to be a half-day boat landing. That's, that's what he thought.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
And now look at it.
And who was the other guy that was involved over there, Marcos, besides Mac?
Mac was actually before my time. So when I got here, it was pretty much just John in charge.
Okay.
Yeah, so I couldn't tell you for sure, yeah.
Well, if John Yamati's listening, maybe he'll call in and let us know. But anyhow, John Yamati. That's
John
and
Bill Poole.
Right, Bill Poole gave me the opportunity to buy in over there and then eventually buy more of it.
Yeah.
And I love the place. We've got, you know, the operators all over there, so much work together, especially when there's a problem, you know.
That's cool.
And now we've got excellent boats and excellent skippers over there.
And a great tackle store.
Yeah, second best great store in all of San Diego.
And we've got, now we've finally got a long range boat over there. So it's kind of cool.
So what is going on at Seaforth right now, Marcos?
Well, speaking of our long range boat there, Polaris Supreme called in early this morning on day two of their 3-day trip there, and they already had limits for the first 2 days, and they're seeing fish in that 25 to 50 pound range. And the trip they got back on yesterday morning before they took back out, they had limits of bluefin on that day and a half, and their biggest fish came in at 235. So definitely some great fishing out there, yeah. Nice mix of fish, got those definitely catchable 25 to 80 pounders in the mix there, and then you got some of those big fish coming in there also. Like I know Frank was just talking about quality. Got that nice mix. Some guys just want to get out there and catch some fish. Some guys want to go to that big fish, and the opportunity for both of those. And not just the Polaris Supreme. Pacifica also had limits on trip they got back on yesterday morning. The Tribute on the 1 day, a little tougher trip, 3 bluefin, but they had 62 yellowfin to go, or yellowtail, excuse me, to go with that. So nice mix of fish on those guys, and those trips are filling up quick at this point on all of those boats. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. We got all those day and a half and longer trips up there, some 1 days fishing on Fridays, nice mix of trips there. And of course, we have those full day trips on the San Diego. They're getting back to business there. Yesterday they had 11 bluefin and 27 yellowtail, and I believe Book said they had fish up to 180 pounds on some of those trips there, so very good fishing. And even the half days getting on the mix there. Yesterday morning they had one yellowtail on the boat that weighed in right around 40 pounds. That was a great local half day yellowtail there, and some good bass fishing going on there with calico bass. So great fishing overall. Then we got a little bit of wind rolling through over the next couple days here, but I don't think that will affect things much. So again, check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Got all kinds of options for you there. Not just a half-day landing anymore. Definitely have those half-day trips. We're expanding the twilight, so we've been getting those out on Saturdays, but starting next month, we're going to be running those a little more often. We're going to be running those Wednesdays through Sundays. So, like I know we've talked about that many times, that twilight trip's just a lot of fun to get out there, get into some bass fishing, maybe get a shot of yellowtail, some good bottom fishing. San Diego, running those full-day trips. And he's filling up really quick, but we also have the Sea Watch filling in there, so you're going to have lots of options to do those full days, then those day and a half and longer trips, too. So lots of options. Seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit us in person, visit the best tackle shop in San Diego, and pick up a burrito next door.
Yeah, and really good food next door, too, at the Royal Rooster. Yeah. You'd over there, Frank?
I have, yes. Yeah. It's very good.
Yeah, they do a good job, for sure.
Hey, Marcos, by the way, former cook on the RP.
That's right, of course. Yeah,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Hey, Marcos, always a great report, and always great stuff. And, yeah, you really get some good knowledge there at that tackle shop,
too.
It's top of the line, right? All right, Marcos. Appreciate that. I have to stay neutral, right?
No, you don't.
Yeah.
You draw a line. You pick a side right now.
Yeah. Come on now. In front of Frank and everyone, you tell us who has the best tackle shop.
Hey, appreciate that, Marcos, and we'll talk to you next Saturday. Looking forward to
Marcos.
It's going to be fun.
That's
cool. Here we are. This is the unofficial start of summer, right? So it's on.
No doubt about it, man.
Yeah, for sure.
You walk down those docks right now, you see full parking lots and empty docks. You know it's happening.
It's a good thing. You know what's amazing is fortunate where I live, I can see the entrance to the harbor. Last night, it was a parade of lights.
And you could tell they were
all sport boats.
Yeah.
Because the sport boats have big lights on the back deck. And it was just, the biggest parade I've ever seen.
That's so cool.
Pretty amazing.
A lot of them left yesterday morning.
Yeah, big time.
A lot of boats going out, for sure.
It's been fun watching this go down.
All right. Hey, Mike Lum's on the line from Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, a.k.a. Friends of Rollo. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, everyone. I just wanted to call in and say good morning to Frank and Kathy and you guys, but I wanted to also put out a reminder. We've got the Tuna Wars Captain's Reception scheduled for June the 25th. It's a Saturday this year over at Dana Landing, and we just made a strategic change that everybody is going to be excited about. We're not going to sell tickets. We're going to open the gates and let everybody that wants to come to that event come in and enjoy the festivities, get some photographs and autographs from the Wicked Tuna Captains, and take part in a raffle and the live auction and the food and drink that's there available. What we're going to do is no charge at all to come in. There'll be some incentives to buy raffle tickets, some great incentives that has been very popular in the past. We're bringing several of those back. And then the food and beverage will be available with a $20 donation wristband. Everybody else, if you don't care to take part in the food and drink, can come in and take part in the raffle, the auction, and have a great time with everybody for a few hours. It's going to start at 4 o'clock on Saturday over at Dana Landing. And it's been a very popular event. The last four or five of them we've had each year gets better. I think by doing this way, we're going to bring in a lot more people, and it's going to be a party. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. And the cool thing is that morning, June 25th, Saturday morning, Paul and Dave Marziano are going to be here with Rick and Corey. I'll be out of town, but Rick and Corey will be here with those two.
It's going to be awesome.
Talking about the event and talking about Wicked Tuna and all that stuff. So that's going to be a great show.
Yeah. You know, these guys have done so much to help Friends of Rollo.
Oh, and my
this
gosh,
is,
so much.
This is Tuna Wars 7, but Paul started this the year before Tuna Wars by coming out and just offering to go fishing with the guys, and we raised some money with him, and then we started the Tuna Wars the next year. So this is the seventh one that they have come out. These guys, we don't have to work through their agents. They come out on their own time, and they've done this year after year. It is one of our larger fundraising events of the year, and yet I think everybody just has so much fun hanging out with those guys and everyone else. It's a big turnout of
industry people.
It's really a great event,
and that's Saturday, June 25th at Dana Landing, right?
Yeah, at 4 o'clock it'll open.
4 o'clock. And we don't need tickets this year, but you can find out more information at rollokids.org, right?
Yeah, and we'll be promoting more over the next
couple.
I just want to make sure everybody got it on their calendar to know that that they're welcome to come, bring their family, their neighbors, friends, whatever. They're going to have a good time. There's no question.
And there's also a live auction and a silent auction.
Yes.
And there is some
great stuff.
That's
amazing
exactly.
stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
I think one of the... If I remember right, Mike, isn't one of the big items the trip to El Salto?
Absolutely.
Wow.
It is. That's going
to
be up
Is that to go fishing with you?
No, that's with Harold Davis.
Oh, with Harold Davis. To go down on the Harold Davis.
Donated by Billy Chapman.
Billy Chapman Jr., yeah.
That's exactly correct, Frank. And another one that I really, really think highly of is Corey Sandin has agreed to let us auction him off. To take somebody out calico bass fishing, so I asked him what his favorite rods and reels were for that type of fishing, and I don't know, a few weeks ago, and he told me the model of the Seeker rod that he liked, and he told me that it was a Tranks, I believe, a 200, and so we have managed to get our hands on that combo. So whoever's going to bid on this is not only going to go fishing with Corey, which is enough, but they're going to get that rod and reel.
God, that's so generous of Corey. Yeah. What a great guy Corey is. And I might add, too, the weekend before that, the Saturday before that, Mike Lum and Harold Davis will be here in the world headquarters with us on the show to not only talk about Tuna Wars, but also talk about Reel a Week.
That's cool.
A lot of things coming up for Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, Friends of Rollo. It's going to be a great month to be a part of taking kids fishing.
Well, I wish everybody good luck in outbidding Dan Kirby for that trip.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, thanks a lot for all the info and all the hard work that you do for Captain Rollo's. We sure appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you guys. We'll talk to them.
You know what's so amazing about Mike Lum is he keeps coming up with better and better ways. I mean, the guy
he's
is
brilliant.
A genius.
Absolutely brilliant.
he just comes up with better and better ways.
Yeah.
I mean, just like this thing, you don't need to buy a ticket. You can come in.
Yeah, come
in.
Have fun. Yeah. That's cool.
And if you want food, $20.
That's cool.
Food and drink, I might add.
Yeah. Hey, when we come back, we're going to be more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more of your phone calls. We got more text messages. You stay tuned. It's going to be a great time. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup with Frank and Kathy. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier near Edith Cape Resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Cutwater Spirits celebrates those who work smarter, not harder, and know that enjoying a bar-quality cocktail is as easy as cracking open a can. No mixing required. We cut out that step for you. Made in San Diego with our real award-winning spirits, Cutwater canned cocktails are ready to enjoy, ready when you are. All you gotta do is choose your cocktail, such as our fan favorites like our lime margarita, tiki rum Mai Tai, vodka mule, or mango margarita. Or try them all. Please enjoy responsibly.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
The perfect day is my family and I on the boat out on the waterway. I love it. Nothing but sun, snacks, fishing, and of course, life jackets for everyone. Save the ones you love. Life jackets save lives. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're having a great time here this morning talking fishing with Frank and Kathy. What a great time today's been.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what. In just a couple of weeks, Rick, we are headed north to Alaska.
You better believe it.
To Kingfisher Charters, one of our favorite destinations in the world. We have Captain Seth Bone on the line. Good morning, Seth.
Hey, Seth.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, we're so excited this year to come up to Kingfisher Charters because, I mean, this is our 26th year, I believe. Is that right, Seth?
That sounds right. It's hard to believe it's been that many, but I think that's right.
I know.
That's so cool.
It's crazy. And I know Rick goes every year. I go every other year. This is my year to go, and it's going to be Steve Pinard's coming along with me. And some World's Greatest Fisherman. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Brandon from the Tackle Store coming along. So that's going to be some great stuff.
Great
time. And we have a great group of Let's Talk Hookup listeners that either are new or coming up with us, but I know a lot of people want to know, how's the fishing? What's going on at Kingfisher Charters?
Yeah, the fishing has been great. Kings have been the usual, what you'd expect for this time of year, which is very strong. Halibut's been very good. Sable fish, getting some nice lings. It's been good all the way around. And the weather has been really, really nice. I know that that's in anticipation of you coming this year, Pete, that it's the nice weather is lined out for the whole summer.
That's a good thing, June 16th. All right, we're good with that. Well, I actually, you know, I've been on a good weather round here. So, yeah, I've been on a roll. So, I'm knock on wood, it's going to continue. So, hopefully that's going to continue. And of course, they say in Alaska, if you don't like the weather, wait a minute.
That's right.
But it can change. But so what about the limits, Seth? What's the story on the limits this year?
It's about the same as normal. The Kings, this is, one a day. And three total for the trip, and halibuts just one a day, 40 up to 40 and over 80. Lings is one in a slot. The sable fish is four a day, with the eight cap for the trip, and rockfish depends on the species. You know, one for the big short rakers or three for the smaller black rockfish. So it's pretty consistent to what we've had for years now.
That's great. And big question Steve and I have, is Heath actually going to fish for sablefish with us this year?
Yeah, I think he's already put in one or two days and got some, so I think I think he's ready.
All right, good. That's a good thing, for sure.
I wanted to mention one thing, Seth. We were talking about, we've been lucky enough to get to go to a bunch of great spots up there in Alaska, and I had a customer that was in the other day, asking us about the trip and everything. And the one thing, one of very many things that sets you guys apart is the fleet of boats that you have at Kingfisher are so comfortable. And the person I was talking to had a little bit of intrepidation. They were fishing in another spot, small boats, things like that. And that was the one thing I was assuring him. Like, the fleet that you put together, the boats are big, they're comfortable, they're dry, they're heated cabins. And we don't often talk about the fleet that you have there, but it is really impressive.
Oh, yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah, no, the boats are great. They're, 30 to 35-foot class. And the guys, they've been, that with us for, most of them for at least 10 years, some 20, and I think he's probably coming up on 30 years with us. But, they're just, they're career guys. That this is what they do, and they love it, and they're really, really good at it. So I can't say enough about the captains we have.
And then the lodge at Kingfisher is so comfortable, and the food is extraordinary. I mean, it's just, every year you just do such a class job. And then the top that, what you bring home, the product you bring home from Kingfisher is bar none the best I've ever experienced.
No doubt.
There is nobody that compares to the product of fillet, vacuum pack, freezing, and boxing that Kingfisher does. So you're going to bring back a box of 50 pounds, two boxes maybe more of 50 pounds of high quality, high dollar fillets from Kingfisher. And I don't know how you do it, Seth, year after year, but it's consistent and it works.
Oh, thanks so much, guys. Yeah, we really appreciate you guys coming up and your listeners and everybody that keeps us going. That's what we're here for.
Yeah, well, so if somebody wants to come up to Kingfisher Charters this year, is there any possibility to get a spot in?
There's a little, I think maybe a couple trips in the second half of August and maybe a couple in the first half of September. That have sort of developed due to the, cancellations or whatever. So, yeah, it's not too late to get a trip. Just got to be flexible on the dates. And then, of course, we're taking bookings for next year, and the Let's Talk Hook Up trip still has some spots on it for the 23 date.
Don't wait if you want to go with us in 23. I believe it's our Back to Our Father's Day special next year, right?
Right. Yeah, that's right. The week reset, so it's I believe it's the 18th through the 22nd next year.
Of June. So if you want to go on that trip or any trip of Kingfisher Charters this year, next year, how do we get a hold of you?
It's 800-727-6136 or kingfishercharters.com or right through the Let's Talk Hookup website. We have a link there.
All right. Yes, right on the front page of Let's Talk Hookup website, just click on that banner to Kingfisher. It takes you a great website and takes you all the information. Looking forward to seeing you, Seth, here just in a couple of weeks at Kingfisher Charters.
Yeah, can't wait, guys. We'll see
you soon.
Can't
wait. It's going to be fun.
All right. Thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate that very much.
All right.
All right. Phones have been packed up. Let's talk to them.
That's an understatement for sure. Since the beginning of the show, we're going to jump back into them to talk to Don. He's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Don, thanks for being patient and hanging in there with us.
Hey, always be patient for you guys. Happy Memorial Day. My question is for Kathy. Kathy, a couple years ago, I heard from you and my wife really used it, was the Sturgeon Forte, I think is how it's called, for motion sickness. Is that still available in Mexico? We're going to Rancho Leonero next weekend.
Last week, some. Yeah, we were down there just recently. It's still down there.
Great.
And it's available in Mexico, and you use it for seasickness?
For motion sickness,
sickness.
It works very, very well.
Very well. And consult with your doctor.
Yeah, always consult. You have to have a prescription up here, so it can conflict
can
with other drugs.
Here?
You can. You just have to have a prescription.
Yeah. And it's called Sturgeron Forte.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
that comes from, like, the anti-nausea world of medication.
It actually comes from... it's when I asked my doctor about it, they didn't even know it was for motion sickness. They had to go down the list because it's used for migraines and vascular, inner ear, vertigo, and things like that, which is all related to your balance. But she, you know, my doctor said, well, that's for vertigo. What do you need that for? I'm like,
read down
your list.
Yeah.
And Mexico, it's an over-the-counter. United States, you need to get a prescription from your doctor.
Right. So it's always good to talk to your doctor.
Of course.
Make sure you're
anytime
not on something else that's going to conflict
with.
For
sure. Sturgeron Forte. All right. Hey, Don, looking forward to seeing you at our Rancho Leonero tournament next week. It's going to be fun. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next weekend.
All right. Let's jump back into him and talk to Mike. Mike's calling us from Torrance this morning. Hi, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Cook Up.
Thank you very much. Good morning, Kathy, Frank, Pete, and Ricky. Yeah, I want to make a comment, and then I've got a couple of reports. Thank you. Frank, I'm so impressed with your leadership that you brought the sport fishing community through in the last multiple decades. I've been coming down there for 40 years, and all I've wanted to do is fish for 50. So at 61 years old, I'm watching this unveil. And I'm just so happy that we have this opportunity. And thank you for your leadership. Pete, your show is so incredible. It's such a resource for many of us. So two reports. 2 weeks ago, I went to on the new Luann fish with Adam. We had such an incredible bluefin bite. We had 80 bluefin from 40 to 160 in a three-hour window. And such a great act. They gilled and gutted all the fish before they put them down, and they work so hard, and very impressed. And then I was able to go on the Polaris Supreme last weekend, and Aliar did his thing where he pushed us hard, and we fished from 6 at night to 6 in the morning and got our limits in and worked so hard. It was a little smaller grade of fish, but it was great. And the cooks on that boat, James and the other gentleman, Richie, world-class chef. So good, and the remodel of the boat is great. So just thank you, gentlemen, for what you provide to our community.
What a great call, Mike.
Thank you very much for all your compliments.
Yeah.
And by the way, Adam is one of my favorite on the low end. He's such a great guy.
Yeah,
good fisherman,
good guy.
Too.
Yeah.
Thank you again.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Great text here from Steve Mitchell, who's a retired colonel from the United States Air Force in Fairfield. He's listening to us on the Let's Talk Hookup app up in the Northern California world. And he says, good day, Captain. What keeps you going every day? What is your favorite part of your job? And that's some of the guys he's been on quite a job himself, for sure.
What keeps me going every day? I don't know, honey. What keeps me going every
your
day?
Dog.
Bear. Yeah. That's everybody's favorite part of the tackle store is when Bear comes through.
Bear's got a lot of energy.
Yeah. You just live off her energy.
Yeah.
She just keeps pushing it out.
You know, I would say, without a doubt, just loving what I do. It's just. You know,
you've always had a passion for it.
Yep, just love it. It's just so fun to be here, to be down here.
Yeah.
It's just a kick, that's all I had. keeps me going.
Yeah, that's cool. For sure.
I had another great text come through. This one, hi, Let's Talk Hookup. I'd like to ask a question of Kathy. How do you prepare for getting an IGFA record fish? Do you always stay ready for them, do the research of knowing what you might run into, or do you only do it when you're targeting a specific species? That's from John in Huntington Beach.
Mostly I just target. I don't, you know, because there's a lot that goes into it. I always send my line down to IGFA, different spools of line, same grade, but different spools to see which one's breaking closer to where I want it to break. And, you know, it's just a lot of research and time put into your equipment, making sure you have everything, you know, your leaders have to be exactly right, everything that you use has to be documented. You can randomly catch world records any time, but if one little thing is wrong, then you don't get it. So it's not worth it. So I really only do it when I target, specifically go to a place and target that fish.
Do you have anything that's on your bucket list of things that you may think at some point, I want to do a trip, this record is kind of in my sights? Do you kind of carry a list with you, or does something just catch you and you want to go for that?
I don't have a list right now. I think last year kind of put me out of everything, not fishing and not being able to do anything. I just don't have a folk, you know, I'm just now starting to fish a year later. And it's always fun, you know, you think about something, you're like, oh, I could do that.
Yeah, right.
You know,
yeah,
you see something, cool, you're like, what's the record? You know, oh, that's doable. That's, you know, and then you start targeting.
That's cool.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, good text. Thanks. Hey, Bart Hall's online. Good morning, Bart.
Hi, Bart.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, everybody. Kennedy, and good morning,
Bart.
Good morning.
Nice to hear you.
It is nice to hear you too, Frank, and that is actually the reason I'm calling. I'm sitting here. I listen, of course, every week to Pete, and, you know, I started thinking about... Oh, no, not Rick. I don't listen to him. And every day, you know, I just started thinking about it. You know, people always talk to me about, you know, we sold this much stuff at the show, and we did that. And I say, you know, I don't care what it is that you've sold. What I care about is that we support and nurture the fishing community. And Rick and Pete, that's what you do. You're not selling product. You're nurturing the community. And Frank and Kathy, you are two of the most successful entrepreneurs that you could find in any industry. But I always get the feeling from you, and hearing it today, I'm reminded again, what you care about is the fishing community. You care about fishing. You care about making sure that the community is strong and active and vibrant. And, you know, it's been a tough 2 years for Jenny and I, and that's about to end. But still, to sit here and listen to this and to follow Mike Lum and Seth Bowles, two of my favorite people, it's just an honor to be a part of this. And Frank, Kathy, I just want to thank you for being leaders in our community.
Oh, thank you very much, Bart.
You're very kind, Bart.
Thanks, Bart.
And you,
it's not kind, it's true.
Thank you. And you've been a tremendous asset to the fishing community yourself.
For all of us.
Thank you.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Thanks, Bart. Always nice to hear from you. I appreciate the call this morning. Let's jump back in the phone.
You got it. If somebody wants to get through, first time we've had a phone line open since the beginning of the show, that's 213-432-1090. Let's talk to Sean. He's calling us in Lomita this morning. Hi, Sean. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. I got a little funny story before my question. I was fishing on the RP in 08 on a 5-day. We were at Guadalupe. I went up to the wheelhouse to go buy some gear, not gear, but some clothes. So I saw these vests there, and I said, hey, do you have any vests? And they go, yeah, how about this blue one here? And they said, okay, try it on. I tied it on and said, okay, I'll take this one. I was ready to walk out of the wheelhouse. And then Santiago said, oh, that's Frank's vest. You better not take that one.
I heard something about that.
That's classic.
That's cool.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, I'll take that one off. I'm going to take Frank's vest. Okay. But anyway, I got a question. You know, where all these trips are booked up, Frank, how can we get some more boats in the lineup? I mean, look at, we're booked up to the whole summer. There's tickets to be sold. There's money to be made. Is there possible to add more boats to the docking areas and moorings? I mean, how can we add more boats to the sport fishing industry?
Well, first of all, there are dock spaces available. Okay, and for any of those boats up north that decide they want to come this way, they're welcome to come. But as far as building new boats right now, You know, that's pretty cost prohibitive because, I mean, for example, if you want to build a Royal Polaris right now, it's going to cost you $8 million.
Wow.
And that's pretty tough to – and the sad part is that a 70-footer, you know, something to fish day and a half, 2 days, you're looking at $3.2 to $3.4
million. Wow.
So
– just cost prohibitive.
And believe me, I have really tried to figure out different ways, and it just – it doesn't seem to matter where you go, whether you go straight fiberglass hull, you go, well, steel's cheaper than aluminum, you go steel, you go aluminum, it doesn't matter. It still comes out to $3.2 million, $3.3 for a smaller boat. So it's just kind of a tough situation. So,
hey, Frank,
but there is room for more boats in San Diego. And by the way, the Tomahawk will be going online, I think, in another week.
That's what I heard.
The Tomahawk's back online. Right. And I might add, too, at Point Loma Sport Fishing, the Oceanside 95 is now here,
you know,
right? Which is a beautiful boat. I fished a lot with Dick Helgren back in the day on the Oceanside 95. That's the same hull as the Searcher, is that right?
Yes. And you know that Rick does a very good job.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
And he's trying to improve the boat all the time. And he's there now. And I know he was out last week. He had a better than average catch for the fishing he had on the day that he was out there. And he's usually always right in the ball game. You know, he does a good job. So.
And that'll book out of Point Loma Sport Fishing.
Yes.
They're going to do open party trips and doing charters to their office too.
Charters,
right? So that's kind of a new arrival here in San Diego.
That's correct. Thank you for bringing that up, Pete.
For sure.
And also want to mention that there are, you know, on the Royal Polaris, we have some openings on the Christmas trip next year, which is fun. Same on the Polaris Supreme. We have one opening on a 10-day trip on the Supreme and two openings on a 8-day trip in October. Also on the Shogun, big one here, it's with Coy's group, I believe, limited to 20 or 22 people, a 3-day trip in October that has.
Wow. I'm surprised to hear that.
So there are a few openings. All you got to look. And the other thing you always want to do is don't be afraid to call in and leave your name for standby, because you cannot believe how many cancellations Jen has had on the Shogun.
Yeah.
And she's been able to fill them all back up just because people are calling in, say, put me on your standby list.
Things change.
They do.
Yeah,
people have different things that come up, and you get Lindsay, same thing. She's got a list that goes, you know.
For the Polaris Supreme.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, and that's all you got to do.
Shogun, the Royal Polaris, all of
that's
them.
Right.
Every long-range boat that says they're fully booked, get on the list because you may get lucky.
And you know, a lot of these charters that you see, like when our 2023 schedule comes out in about 10 days, when that comes out and you see charters and things like that, you don't hesitate to call the office and say, hey, put me on standby for that charter. And the reason why you want to do that is because a lot of these charters, these people have a certain amount of time to fill them, and if they don't fill them, soon, you know, like, let's just say you have a June 1st date, okay? Your trip comes up June 1st, all right? Within 2 months after that trip, if you haven't got that trip filled for next year, then we open it up. So if we have your name on standby, then we can call you.
Okay.
So good thing to do.
Can you put like a floating deposit down?
Oh, yeah.
So you can just, hey, here's my name. I want to put $500 down so that as soon as the spot comes up, money talks, I want the spot.
We have a lot of people that do that.
That's cool.
All right.
Okay.
Good stuff. Just call the office, right?
That's all they have to do.
Yeah.
I mean,
you can't do it online. I am so lucky
to have the gals that work with us. Monica, Jen, and Lindsay. She's something else. She's another super, you know, for someone new, she's really at it. Of course, you know that's Renee's
wife. Renee's wife, yeah. Well, look how intense Renee is. He's the man. Yeah, for sure. All right. Hey, you had another great text.
This one, good morning, guys, and good morning, Kathy. I learned a long time ago from Frank how to cast with my Pen 500, 20-pound mono and a clothespin. I've since used the same way to coach my friends and clients. 2 o'clock to 9 o'clock and turn your wrist. Great show, and thanks for everything, Frank.
That's cool. And here's another one, too. Thanks for helping me cast on a trip last year. At night while jigging, when you call out depth for tuna schools, what are the depths you're calling out? Is it the middle of the school, the top of the school, the bottom of the school? It's a good question. And that's from Reno, and he didn't say where he was from, but it's somewhere in L.A. area.
Once I say the depth, you want to go anywhere within 50 to 100 feet of that.
Of that, so, okay. So if you say
fish swim in a hurry.
They'll be in that general zone.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct.
So it doesn't have to mean an exact figure.
You don't want to get down. If I say they're fish at 120 feet, don't go 120 feet and stay there.
Yeah.
Go 150, come back up, get it moving.
But it's a good idea to have some marks on your life so you know where you are, especially fishing at night, right?
And, you know, a lot of people don't think they know what 100 feet is or can't have just... Yeah, if you're on the Royal Polaris, just look. You're on the stern. Look at the bow. That's 100 feet.
Yeah,
you know, plus.
I know. I was fishing Wednesday with my buddy Dan Hume from Hume Termite, and he said I have my rig all marked, and they marked it for me on the Shogun. Uh-huh. So they helped them put it all out on the Shogun, put it out, and said, "Here, you can mark it here." And you guys, I know, do it in the tackle shop
every single day.
Yeah, but good idea to have your line marked so you know what the price is. 250 feet. You know where you're at 250 feet, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Unless you're too tired, don't know which mark is what.
Yeah. I mean, like our guest tomorrow, Pete Grosbeck, says vampire fishing not for me. Or
yeah.
Right?
No. Pete's most favorite line. Nighttime is just sleeping.
I think Aliard said it. Well, I don't think we said it. We were talking about that earlier. Aliard tells his people, you know, if you're going to sleep, make sure it's daylight hours.
Daylight hours. Yeah, you can sleep in the day. You want to catch fish? Right now, they're biting at night, right?
If it's dark, you got to be up.
Yeah. It's just the way bluefin are, right?
That's right.
He's hardcore, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Man, I like that. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out how lucky anglers got themselves a trip on board the Liberty. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Top anglers know the best hooks are made by Gamakatsu. But did you know Gamakatsu also makes amazing tackle storage solutions like the G-Box 3200 reversible utility case for easy tangle-free jig storage? Check out the Gamakatsu Spring Lock Spinner. It helps give swim baits additional flash to entice those bites. Gamakatsu also makes a line of fishing pliers, clothing, and more. For the complete lineup, check Gamakatsu.com for your local tackle dealer.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
It's time for the Power Pro 30-Second Seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it is time to find out who's going fishing on board the Liberty. Kathy's going to do us the honors of choosing the caller or texter. And today we have a caller. All right, so congratulations, Ryan in Irvine. You are going fishing on board the Liberty. The boy, you're going to have such a good time.
Oh, yeah, it's great stuff. And, of course, Frank, Kathy, thank you very much. 2 hours never enough to talk to the legend. Captain Frank will press the end cap.
Always a lot of fun. Thank you, Pete. Thank you, Rick.
Yeah, and we'll do it again very soon. In the meantime, if somebody wants to book a trip on the Royal Polaris,
the Shogun, the Polaris Supreme, or any of the other great boats?
619-226-8030 for the Shogun and the Royal Polaris. God, I don't know Lindsay's.
Well, just look Polaris Supreme.
Polaris Supreme website.
Yeah.
And,
and through C4 Sport Fishing, right. Of course. Yeah. Right. And like I say, even if it looks booked up, right. Don't hesitate to get on the wait list because there's a very, very good chance you can get on.
Honestly, I know Jen gets a cancellation on the average and sometimes two or three every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Yeah. Rick's got the number if you want to throw it out there.
Okay. And for the Polaris Supreme, it's 619-706-3634.
All right. Very good. You talked to Lindsay there.
Yep.
Yeah, very good. Well, thanks, Kathy. Thanks for all your input, and great to have you back on the water.
No, oh, it's great to be back
on
the water.
Yeah, and thank you, Frank. Yeah, thanks for all your support of what you do for us here. We sure appreciate that. And thank you out there for all your support. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 and 9 a.m. Watch out, the man who loves nighttime fishing, Captain Pete Grosvec. Total chaos is going to happen right here in the studio. Pete is a legend here in Southern California, and he's going to have a lot of great knowledge, and it's going to be a fun show. 7 to 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Thanks to Christian for manning the phones and the board, and thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And we'll see you right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.